A temporary employee shot six people, killing three of them at a Rite Aid distribution center in Harford County yesterday, and then turned the gun on herself. WIPR's Dominique Maria Benessi reports that it's the second such shooting in the county in recent months.
Coming less than a year after a shooting at a granite counter maker in Edgewood killed three people, Harford County Sheriff Jeff Gaylor says the Rite Aid shooting is an all too familiar scene.
Unfortunately, we've been impacted by more than our fair share of these types of events, and as tragic as they are, we know and we have seen that they can happen anywhere in a moment's notice, and they do, and they're devastating to the communities where they occur.
He identified the shooter as Snochi Mosley, a 26-year-old woman from Baltimore County.
The suspect was a temporary employee employed here at the distribution center. She had reported for her workday as usual, and around 9 a.m. the shooting began, striking victims both outside the business and inside the facility.
Mosley had a 9mm Glock handgun, which is registered to her, and carried several magazines of ammunition. Gaylor says police received the call of shots fired at the distribution center in Aberdeen shortly after 9 a.m.
Immediately, deputies, officers, troopers, other first responders responded. We were on scene just in over 5 minutes, arriving law enforcement, fire, and EMS units quickly paired up together, got into the building in order to render first aid where appropriate.
Gaylor says there were no security officers on duty at the time, but police say they are looking at security camera footage. Police and first responders had to evacuate the 210,000 square foot warehouse of more than 400 employees. Those who were injured were taken to Johns Hopkins Bayview Medical Center, where two people were listed in stable condition and one critical. Neither Gaylor nor the hospital officials have identified the victims. Just hours after the shooting, Governor Larry Hogan tweeted out, "Our prayers are with all those impacted, including our first responders. The state stands ready to offer any support." Harford County Executive Barry Glassman thanked Hogan for his support.
He offered all of his resources available under state government.
About 15 minutes away at the Level Volunteer Firehouse in Havre de Grace, families waited to be reunited with survivors, who had been taken to an undisclosed location to be interviewed by investigators. Lieutenant Larry Mabe, a 46-year veteran of emergency services and a volunteer at the firehouse, says he's used to events like these.
You know, it's a tragedy, but the community, especially this community of Level, Havre de Grace, Aberdeen, really, really pulls together.
Police say they have no motive for the shooting, but have obtained search warrants for several addresses in Baltimore County where Mosley may have lived. Mosley was originally from Trenton, New Jersey. Her Facebook account says she graduated class of 2010 from Overlea High School. Mosley wrote on Facebook that she was a mellow type of person, social and sometimes quiet and kept to herself. She wrote that her favorite Bible quote comes from Exodus chapter 21, verse 24, "An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth." I'm Dominique Maria Benessi for 88.1 WYPR.